From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of protesters, including anti-capitalists, peace activists, and black-clad anarchists, converged Saturday on a German resort ahead of the two-day summit of the Group of Seven industrialized democracies. As VOA White House correspondent Luis Ramirez reports, though economic matters are the main agenda for this summit, the troubles in Ukraine and the Islamic State are also part of the discussions.
Some G7 nations are participating in allied bombing raids against the Islamic State group, and the fighters' recent capture of Ramadi in Iraq has left many wondering whether Mr. Obama's strategy is working. The biggest issue, however, is Russia, excluded from the meeting for a second year. There are questions here about the U.S. leader's approach to Russia, one that White House officials, including spokesman Josh Earnest, acknowledge has not changed Vladimir Putin's behavior in Ukraine.
The economic pressure that's been applied to Russia has not yet resulted in President Putin changing his strategic calculus.
Luis Ramirez, near the site of the G7 summit in Garmisch, Germany.
Before traveling to Germany, President Obama delivered the eulogy for Vice President Joe Biden's son, Beau, who died earlier this month. The president struggled to fight back tears as he spoke of Beau Biden as an original who lived his life for others.
Example he set made you want to be a better dad, or a better son, or a better brother or sister, better at your job, a better soldier. He made you want to be a better person.
About 1,000 people packed the church to pay their respects, including former President Bill Clinton and his wife, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. This is VOA News. Turkish voters go to the polls today in a key parliamentary election, which will help determine if President Recep Tayyip Erdogan gets to expand his powers. Turkey's pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party, called the HDP, rallied for votes in Istanbul on Saturday ahead of the country's parliamentary elections. The event came after two explosions at another Kurdish party rally killed two people on Friday. VOA Kurdish Service reporter Mutlu Seviroglu reports from Istanbul the mood is tense and a close ballot is expected.
One chance for the HDP is that, like I said, there are people outside of their traditional voting base that they realize this reality, they are aware of this reality, so they may be going to the polls and voting for HDP to prevent Mr. Erdogan to be president.
Kurdish votes are believed to be crucial in determining whether Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu's ruling AKP party gets the supermajority it seeks in today's elections. AKP wants a large majority that would allow it to change Turkey's constitution and transfer Davutoğlu's executive powers to President Erdogan in a new presidential system. The United Nations says peace talks between Yemeni rebels and the internationally recognized government in exile will take place on June the 14th in Geneva. A UN spokesman announced the date on Saturday, saying Secretary General Ban Ki-moon welcomed the agreement by President Abed Rabo Mansour Hadi and Shiite Houthi rebels who control the capital, Sana'a. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir has formed a new government with changes to the defense, foreign affairs, and oil portfolios. Mr. Bashir, who is wanted by the International Criminal Court on war crimes charges, was sworn in for a new five-year term last Tuesday. At his inauguration, Mr. Bashir, who is 71 years old, promised to fight corruption, improve the economy, and bring relations with the West back to what he calls a natural state. ICC has issued an arrest warrant for President Bashir for backing militias to put down an uprising, armed uprising, in Darfur back in 2003. Authorities in the U.S. state of New York are searching for two men who escaped Friday night from the Clinton Correctional Facility, the first escape from that maximum security prison. Richard Matt, David Sweat, used power tools to drill through the prison wall and crawl out. At the 147th Belmont State Horse Race in New York, a 37-year-old brought with the Kentucky Derby and Preakness winner American Pharoah winning the Triple Crown. You can get more news at our website. That is voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.